Let's get to the big snowstorm. It was supposed to bring more than a foot of snow to southern New Jersey, New York City, and Philadelphia. Instead, it brought just a few inches there. Travel bans there have been lifted. The New York City subway opened this morning on a Sunday schedule. But here in New England, the snow has continued to fall all day. A travel ban remains in effect. The Boston subway system, the T, remains closed. And coastal areas have been hammered by flooding and strong gusts of wind. Coastal areas like Scituate, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Patricia Vincasi is the town administrator there, and she joins us now. Patricia, tell us what's the latest there.
Well, we're still trying to recover as best we can from the tide that we got this morning, which was about 11 feet with a 3 to 4 foot storm surge. We started to deteriorate pretty quickly around 3 a.m. with calls for assistance to get some folks out of their homes, and we declared a state of emergency around 4 a.m.
And you've talked about waves crashing into people's front doors?
Yes, one of the first reports we got was a gentleman that's lived on the coast for many years and asked to be evacuated because he reported a wave crashing through his front door. We had encouraged our coastal residents to relocate to family, friends, or to our shelter beginning at 11 o'clock yesterday, but we have residents who have lived here a long time and hunker down sometimes, and in this case, a few have decided to revisit the wisdom of that decision.
What's your biggest concern at this point?
The concern right now is until the water recedes, and we're expecting another tide at 5, we really can't tell what impacts we may have had to our infrastructure, our seawalls, or our roadways. We evacuated 6 people, and those homes, we believe, have some structural damage. That's kind of unusual for the storms we get. We've had 7 in the last 5 years. The storm surge has gone into a few places. It typically hasn't. So those are some of the things we're being more watchful of this time around.
Well, you say you've had 7 in the last 5 years. How does this compare to previous storms that you've seen in Scituate?
Well, we prepare the same for all of them. This one, because of the snow, the wind, and the duration, that makes it, you know, more worrisome. Our storm in 2013, we had 100% of the town without power for 4 days. In 2010, we had a fire and lost 2 homes. So they're all serious, and we always ask residents to voluntarily leave the coast when we have a storm of this nature.
That's Patricia Vincasi, the town administrator in Scituate on the south shore of Massachusetts. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.